This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. We're going to be diving into some of those crazy medication shortages you've been hearing about.
Oh, yeah. Those are getting pretty wild.
Especially all the confusion around these weight loss drugs.
Yeah, a lot going on.
We're looking at a recent article from NBC News all about the FDA and compounded tirzepatide.
Sounds messy.
It is. We're talking FDA decisions, lawsuits, big money, and of course, people's health all tangled up together.
Oh, wow.
It's a lot.
Definitely a deep dive then.
So let's jump right in it. First things first, what is tirzepatide and why is everyone so obsessed with it?
Right. So tirzepatide is the active ingredient in a couple of medications.
Okay.
Mounjaro and Zepbound.
I've heard of those.
Made by Eli Lilly.
Okay.
It was originally used to treat type 2 diabetes, but now it's also approved for weight loss.
Ah, I see. So that's where the huge demand is coming from.
Exactly. And it's part of a class of drugs called GLP-1 receptor agonists.
GLP-1. Okay, that rings a bell. What is that again?
So GLP-1 is a hormone your gut naturally produces.
Okay.
It helps regulate blood sugar. And get this, it tells your brain that you're full.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. So these drugs, they basically mimic that hormone.
So they trick your brain into thinking you're full.
Pretty much.
No wonder everyone wants it.
Leads to weight loss and better blood sugar control.
Makes sense. Now we've seen similar shortages with another GLP-1 drug, right? Semaglutide?
Right. Semaglutide, that's in Ozempic and Wegovy.
Yep. Those have been hard to find too.
Yeah. And that's part of what's driving the demand for these compounded versions.
Okay. So that's where compounding comes in.
Yeah. Compounding pharmacies can basically make customized medications.
Interesting.
So they can be super helpful for people who need specific formulations, you know, if they're allergic to something in a standard drug.
Right.
Well, but in this case, they're trying to fill the gap created by these shortages, and they often offer a much cheaper option.
Which makes sense because those brand name drugs can be super expensive.
Yeah, no kidding. So this is where the FDA's recent decisions really come in.
Yeah, things got kind of crazy.
On October 2nd, they declared the tirzepatide shortage over and took it off their shortage list.
Wait, so they're saying there's no shortage even though people are having trouble getting it?
Yeah, that's where the confusion starts. Yeah. And because of this announcement, compounding pharmacies who had been legally making tirzepatide, they were told to stop.
Wow, so all those patients who rely on compounded tirzepatide are just out of luck.
Yeah, you can imagine the anxiety that caused.
I bet patients freaking out, pharmacists caught in the middle.
Total mess, but the story doesn't end there.
Oh, there's more.
Oh, yeah. Just a week later, the Outsourcing Facilities Association.
Okay.
They represent those compounding pharmacies.
Right.
They filed a lawsuit against the FDA.
What?
They argued that the shortage was far from over.
So they're saying, hey, FDA, you're wrong.
Pretty much.
What did the FDA do?
Well, they did something pretty surprising just a few days later on October 14th.
Okay.
They reversed their decision.
What?
They said compounding could continue while they reevaluate the situation.
Wow, what a roller coaster.
Yeah. Talk about a quick turnaround.
That's a huge win for patients, at least for now.
Mm-hmm.
But why the sudden change of heart?
Mm.
What's going on behind the scenes?
Right. And it brings us to those conflicting claims about whether there even is a shortage of tirzepatide.
Okay, so who's saying what?
So on one side, you've got Eli Lilly, the manufacturer.
Of Mounjaro and Zepbound?
Yep. They claim there is no shortage and all doses of their drugs are available.
But clearly that doesn't seem to be the reality for a lot of people.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where the American Society of Health System Pharmacists comes in.
ASHP.
Yep. They track drug shortages. And they're saying they're still getting reports of tirzepatide shortages.
Really?
Yeah. And they point out that their data may take some time to reflect the current situation.
So maybe a lag in the data, or could there be something else going on?
Well, the NBC article we're looking at.
Yeah.
It brings in another perspective from Dr. Christopher McGowan.
Okay.
He's a gastroenterologist.
Uh-huh.
He runs a weight loss clinic. And he suggests that this lawsuit might actually be driven by the money involved in compounding.
Oh, wow. So he thinks it's more about profit than an actual shortage.
Yeah. He's saying follow the money.
That's a pretty cynical take.
It is, but it definitely adds another layer to the story.
It does. So we've got Eli Lilly saying there's no shortage, ASHP reporting continued shortages, and then this doctor suggesting financial motives behind the lawsuit.
Right. It's complicated.
It is. Before we get too lost in the weeds, though,
okay,
let's bring it back to the human element here.
Yeah.
This article shares some really powerful stories from patients who are directly impacted by all of this.
Right. Their experiences are really important. Yeah. One that really stuck with me was Simone Williams from South Carolina.
Okay.
She relies on compounded tirzepatide.
Right. Because you can't afford the brand name stuff.
Exactly. And when the FDA initially stopped compounding, she was in a really tough spot.
Oh, man. I bet that was so stressful.
Worried about affording her meds.
Yeah.
Not knowing if she'd have to interrupt her treatment. That's awful. You're not just talking about inconvenience here. It's like her health and well-being.
Right. And the article mentions another patient too, Elizabeth Kenley.
Okay.
She had a lot of success with compounded tirzepatide.
Uh-huh.
Same thing, you know, disruption when the FDA made that first announcement.
Yeah.
But the relief when they reversed their decision.
I bet.
She could continue her treatment.
Right.
No extra financial burden.
It's a good reminder that affordable medication isn't a luxury, you know?
Absolutely. It's a necessity.
It is, for sure.
And this whole tirzepatide situation brings up some bigger questions about compounding pharmacies.
Yeah, their role in healthcare.
Right. And the whole debate about their legitimacy.
Yeah, it's like this weird tension, you know?
Yeah.
On one hand, they're a vital resource for people who need affordable meds, especially during these shortages.
Right.
But then there are concerns about, you know, quality control.
Uh-huh. Are compounded drugs as safe and effective?
Exactly.
Supporters of compounding argue they follow strict standards.
Provide a crucial service, especially for patients with unique needs.
Right, like allergies.
Exactly. People who can't use commercially available drugs.
Yeah.
But then you have critics like that Dr. McGowan,
mm-hmm.
concerns about the lack of rigorous testing oversight. You know, like what the FDA does?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Worry that compounded drugs aren't as consistent or reliable.
So how do we figure that out?
Right.
Balance safety with the fact that compounding can be a lifeline for some people.
That's the big question.
It is.
Some people say tighter regulations and oversight.
Okay.
Make sure those pharmacies are meeting the highest standards.
That counts.
Others say we should focus on getting manufacturers to lower prices.
Right. So there's less need for compounding in the first place.
Exactly. If those brand name drugs weren't so expensive,
yeah.
there wouldn't be this huge demand for compounded versions.
Right. It all comes back to drug pricing in the U.S.
It does. That's a huge factor driving demand for compounded meds.
Remember that statement from the FDA acknowledging that high prices are a burden?
Oh, yeah.
It was like they were saying, we see the problem, but we can't do anything about it.
Basically, yeah, they don't have the authority to control prices set by those manufacturers.
Or distributors or retailers.
Right. It's a system that's not really working for a lot of people.
It feels that way. Patients need these medications, but they just can't afford them.
Right. Compounding offers a solution, but then it has its own issues.
It's a mess. So where do we go from here?
Well, the FDA's final decision on tirzepatide is going to have a big impact.
For sure.
It's not just about this one drug. It's about how we as a society deal with drug access, affordability, and safety.
Okay, so what are the possible outcomes here? What if the FDA decides to say, yeah, there is still a shortage?
Right. Well, if they do that, it'd be a win for compounding pharmacies.
Okay.
And more importantly, for the patients who need them.
Right.
It would mean continued access to cheaper versions of tirzepatide.
What if they decide the shortage is really over?
Then the pressure's on Eli Lilly.
To make enough to meet demand.
Exactly. And it could lead to more scrutiny of compounding practices, maybe even stricter regulations.
So big implications, either way, feels like we're at a crossroads.
We are. And as this story keeps developing,
mm-hmm.
important to pay attention to a few things.
Like what?
First, the FDA's final decision on tirzepatide and why they decided that way.
Yeah, that'll tell us a lot about their stance on compounding.
Right, and how they're approaching these drug shortages.
Okay, so we're watching the FDA.
What else? Eli Lilly responds.
Okay.
Will they increase production if the shortage is lifted?
Right.
Will they do something about the price, make their drugs more affordable?
So we're watching the FDA on the regulatory side and Eli Lilly on the pharmaceutical side.
Right.
What about the patients?
Their voices are the most important.
Of course.
We need to see how they're being affected by all this back and forth. Are they getting what they need?
Are they being heard?
Exactly. This isn't just some theoretical debate. It affects real people who are trying to manage their health and live their lives.
It's a good reminder to keep the human element in mind.
Absolutely. And with that in mind, maybe we can shift gears a little.
Okay.
Explore some bigger questions about the future of healthcare and access to medications.
This whole deep dive has really made me think, you know, we started with tirzepatide.
Yeah.
How effective it is for weight loss and diabetes.
Right.
Then we got into that whole confusing FDA situation.
Uh-huh.
Now we're talking about compounding.
Yeah.
The cost of drugs in America, it's a lot.
It really is. It shows that even with these medical advancements, there's always a bigger picture.
Yeah. Social, economic, even ethical stuff.
Exactly. It all comes into play.
This compounded tirzepatide thing really highlights that, doesn't it?
It does. It's like this tiny example of these huge issues in healthcare today.
And it leaves us with some big questions.
It does, for sure.
How do we make sure drugs are safe, but also make sure people can afford them?
Right. It feels like those two things are always fighting each other.
They do. And what about compounding? What's its role? Is it like a safety net when the system fails?
Right. Or just a temporary fix?
Or is there a better way?
Tough questions.
They are. And as new drugs and technologies come out, we're going to keep running into these same problems.
Yeah.
Makes you realize there's always more to the story.
Oh, right.
There's layers to uncover.
It's true.
This is just one example.
Yeah. And that's why it's so important to think critically.
Right.
Question what we think. Consider different viewpoints.
Yeah.
Look for solutions that work for everyone.
So for everyone listening, the big takeaway is stay informed. This tirzepatide story isn't over yet.
Right.
And that FDA decision is going to have a big impact.
Huge.
But beyond this one case, think about the bigger picture. How can we make healthcare fair?
Right. How do we make sure everyone who needs these medications can get them?
Regardless of how much money they have.
That's the goal.
It's a big challenge, but it's worth it.
It is.
And who knows? Maybe someone listening right now will come up with a solution.
Maybe.
Until next time, keep thinking and stay curious.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.